Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the first ever Bodega Bites bonus episode. I started thinking about how I can help you a little bit more every single week and how I can help you in a very quick and fast fashion. So this is this week's Bodega Bite. It's less than 5 minutes, but let's talk today about micro habit tracking, micro goal tracking, micro goal setting. So the thing about micro habits and micro goals, it's breaking down bigger goals and bigger tasks in order to make it easy, in order to make it sustainable, in order to make sure that you can do so in a way that's going to be the best and most digestible for you. And I always talk about doing this through coffee. So what's the best way to do this? I'm going to use coffee as an example because it was something that I had used a lot when I was a little bit of a bigger boy. And it's the fact that I had cut back on sugar and creamers in my coffee. See, when I was a bigger guy, I had added something like 5 or 6 sugars of coffee every single day. And I'd add so many creamers. And I have multiple cups of coffee every single day, so by the time that I got to coffee number 4 or 5, my sugar intake was about 20 packets in that one single day. Well, I decided that I wanted to cut out sugar, but if I knew that if I cut out sugar cold turkey, I wasn't necessarily going to enjoy that, and I was going to go back to putting sugar in my coffee in a sort of pretty regular fashion, and I was going to go back to that old habit that I had never given up before. So what did I do? I, little by little, every single week, decided to take my coffee and add 1 less sugar to it. And every week I decided that I was going to add 1 less sugar to it in order for me to ultimately cut out that coffee, in order to make sure I got adjusted to the flavor profile, in order to make sure that I got adjusted to having my coffee with less sugar. And it took me a couple months, but eventually I got my coffee to a point where I was just putting in creamer and no sugar. And little by little, I also started cutting out my creamer in a sort of similar fashion. I added 1 less creamer or 1 less ounce of cream to my coffee every single week, up until the point where I was now having my coffee black with no creamer and no sugar. So you can identify other things in your diet that you'll be able to do this with, whether that be with having less snacks, whether that be having less sugary snacks and incorporating that throughout different points in your life. That's what's going to make these habits a lot easier to track and a lot easier to set. The same thing will happen for goals that you're trying to set. You can do so in a fashion that'll allow you to be able to digest those goals a little bit quicker, and how you can make incremental progress along the way in order to be able to hit those goals that you might have. Whether that be losing 10 pounds over a certain amount of weeks, are you going to cut back on your overall diet in order to make sure that you get to that point? Are you going to incorporate more exercise little by little in order to get to that goal? And these are all little things that people can do on a regular basis and can do for themselves no matter what. It's pretty simple, and I'm happy to hear anyone's thoughts on this if they've tried something similar to this, but more to come on other Bodega Bites in the future for some other tips and tricks. Go follow me on Instagram at Rich Cebada. That's Rich, C-E-B-A-D-A, and I will see you next week for the next episode of Bodega Bites.